skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they complicate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Edition of the program Uncensored. Ladies and gentlemen, good to be back and for you to hear my voice and me to hear yours. Tonight, we, of course, have at the end of last night's program, we promised you we'd have another interesting program tonight. And we would bring back, by popular demand, someone who's not been here in a long time and should have been, but here he is, none other than Patrick Henry from Massachusetts. My better half, Scott Smith.
Rick.
Yes, Scott.
I'm with you, and I'm happy to be with you.
Good to have you once again gracing our airwaves.
Thank you very much, Rick.
And there's a lot to talk about. You haven't been here in a long time, so I don't want to deny you the chance to comment on things that are near and dear to your heart. And I know there are many issues, and there's a lot, of course, as you know, happening all the time, Scott. So we will do that tonight.
Super, Rick. That sounds great to me.
How does this headline sound, Scott? From the Pravda Journal, right here in Rhode Island, in the light of what happened in Minnesota with the bridge, Rhode Island bridge conditions rank worst in the nation. Despite the high percentage of structurally deficient or functionally obsolete spans, officials say there is no safety risk. Now, doesn't that sound reassuring?
Yeah. Every time I go over the Sconnet River Bridge, I'm like, oh, no, here we go.
That's in Massachusetts.
What's that?
You're in Massachusetts.
And we're not much better because...
No.
You know, the whole infrastructure of our country has been, let go and
deliberately neglected.
Our country's being sold down the tubes by evil people.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, the only saving grace that we have is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's right. And when you're driving, wherever you are, you have to have some faith rest in Him, brother.
That we have to have all our faith rest in Him, Rick.
Total faith.
That's right.
That's right.
Unwavering, and you know, put all our cares and problems, and He'll carry them for us. And
amen.
That includes all these criminals we have running things in our country and running our country into the ground, and you know, demoralizing our people and our spirit in this country. And it just really blows my mind. We had this young man from Plymouth, who was sent to 15 years in prison, a Marine, and for being sent over to Iraq and committing some kind of crime over there, when the real guy who should be put in prison is George Bush, for crimes against humanity. And
I know you'll have something to say about Pat Tillman tonight. You've been talking about that for a long time.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that they claim it was the perfect storm. That you had to be some crazy guy, but that's what they're calling the Pat Tillman thing, the perfect storm.
Man, I know you say otherwise, and so do we. All right, Scott Smith, Patrick Henry, and Rick Adams, Paul Revere, will be teamed up for the next 2 hours. Join us right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Many issues to discuss. Open forum. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
And we are back now to begin the program with Scott Smith and Rick Adams. And Scott, you have a lot to say, as you had when it first broke the story about Pat Tillman, going into the service and then meeting with that quote, friendly fire incident where he was killed.
Wasn't even that at first. The friendly fire part of it didn't even come out for four or five weeks.
No, that came out. That was the conclusion afterwards.
Right.
Because they knew it wouldn't hold water to suggest that enemy fire had taken him down.
It was even after Bush, the criminal that he is, gave a speech and put Pat Tillman's sacrifice into the speech. And he had already been informed, as far as I can tell, that this was a friendly fire thing, and they say it didn't make it up the chain of command. Mm-hmm. And right now, as they investigate this thing, as in all things, this criminal administration we have in Washington is stonewalling the investigations that are taking place. In addition to lying and, you know, they're in league with the father of lies, and George Bush, even though he doesn't appear to be of the Jewish persuasion or faith, I believe, is part of the Synagogue of Satan.
Uh-huh.
And which is mostly made up of Antichrist who deny that Jesus is the Son of God.
And, well, now, poor Mr. Rumsfeld, at least he gave a good testimony before the congressional committee the other day, didn't he?
Does he know the meaning of the word is?
I don't know. Nobody asked him.
Sorry. These guys just lie and forget and don't know and I can't remember and what's your wife's name? I forget.
That sounds like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, of course.
I don't remember.
Right. Have you ever caught your husband philandering? I don't think so. Not that I can recall, you know. And it's all of this stuff all the time. And you know what I see? I see a tumultuous storm of ominous darkness and Jewish lightning striking constantly. And, you know, it's like every time one of the mills around here burns down, it's just like, I want to know who owns this mill. How come they never tell you
mm-hmm.
who owns the mill that burnt down? You know why? Because it was the Son of Sam, a Berkowitz-type angel of darkness, synagogue of Satan. And it's not just the Jewish lightning, as they call it, isn't just striking buildings, material buildings, although, you know, this is one of the things that they do. And they continue to do in our country to demoralize it and subvert it and to take it over, which mm-hmm. is basically what they're doing. And, you know, people, we're at the point now where we're almost at the point of no return. And in order for people to cope with what I believe is the upcoming catastrophe initiated by the Synagogue of Satan and these international gangster, bankster-type people, we have to prepare. And, mm-hmm. you know, the people have to follow the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in order to be prepared to mm-hmm. meet the challenges that Satan is going to put before us.
Right.
You know, now, a lot of people don't like to talk about these things, but personally, Rick, I don't see anything materially occurring, whether it's building a building or making a widget or anything that manifests itself in the material world without first emanating from the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. I believe the emanation begins in the spiritual world, and you have a manifestation of that in the material world. And, you know, to look around and see the kind of demoralization that people in this country are going through on purpose, planned mm-hmm. demoralization
yes.
of individuals is for the purpose of control.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it just keeps going on and on, and nobody really puts the finger on the perpetrators because they vanish. You know, they're like cockroaches, like rats in the dark. When you turn the light on, it's like, whew, they're gone.
Uh-huh.
But I don't need to turn the lights on to smell this evil stench that is rising up all around us. I, you know, by the grace of God, I've been given the ability to identify
mm-hmm.
Where all of this stuff is emanating from. And it's from the Synagogue of Satan. And this Synagogue of Satan is in direct conflict with all that is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that Synagogue of Satan is the house of evil. And if all you have to do, anybody, is go to their Bible, and they've heard this stuff before, in the book of Revelations, the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus, he goes in chapter 2, verse 9, I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, it's identifying who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. They are Jews. They are not Jews, but they call themselves Jews, and they're of the synagogue of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes right along in the next, very next chapter. Our Lord has the same thing to say again, right in the very same verse 9 of chapter 3. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, mm-hmm. I will make them to come and worship before thy feet,
mm-hmm.
and to know that I have loved thee. And that's only for the ones that repent and acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, if they repent and believe, and they'll be able to worship at our feet. The rest of them are going to hell, because God has already won the victory for all of us by sacrificing himself on the cross for our sin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hear this stuff all the time from the right-wing Christian Zionists that the Jews are God's chosen people. I got news for all these right-wing Christians. The Jews are not God's chosen people. True Christians are God's chosen people. And, you know, you go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. It says, who is the liar but he who denieth that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, who denieth the Father and the Son.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, It's an evil group that are doing, it's a spiritual war by an evil group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look into the protocols, and people don't like to talk about the protocols of the elders of Zion. But for anyone who really wants to know what the plan is of this synagogue of Satan, they have to read and digest these protocols of the elders of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the plan that has been implemented by these people. And, you know, it goes right through it, and there's like, you know, 24 protocols.
Mm-hmm.
And just to read the basic doctrine, economic wars, and you and I have always talked, I always said this war was going to be what, an economic war? That we are being...
One of the aspects, yeah.
Right, but the major aspect that they're using against the citizens of the United States is an economic war. Now,
yep.
Jobs going to China is part of that. The dumbing down of our
mm-hmm.
of our people is part of that.
And destroying our own military with overseas adventurism.
Mm-hmm.
Making the enemy stronger.
Immigration is...
Mm-hmm.
Immigration. How about illegal invasion?
Right.
Illegal immigration.
Yes.
Part of that. There's so many parts that these people are using to destroy the last possible stopgap of this world order.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and the people in this country have been so dumbed down by the education system, by television, by sports, and I hate to throw sports in there because I'm a real fan of sports, but they're really using it and have been for quite some time as a diversion, almost like a magician would, kind of, so that they can get their way and, you know...
Patrick Henry is speaking here tonight. Scott Smith and Rick Adams, join in. We'll take calls, 800-313. 9443. You heard the man. What think ye? Much more to discuss. Just ahead. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
All right, we're back now. Scott Smith and Rick Adams, the dynamic duo here tonight, Friday night edition of the program Uncensored Radio Free America. Let's take a call, Scott, right up front. We have Joe in Texas from Eagle Pass. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Scott.
Yes.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment, Rick, on about, I saw, when I saw old Bush today trying to push Congress to make a decision on this, yeah, basically wiretapping, Rick.
Right.
But when I saw that today, and he's trying to push and pressure Congress, and we know that half of them, Rick, aren't going to do what we ask them to do. But I just want to hear the comments. And, Rick, I'm going to go do my part tonight, brother.
Amen. Good, we know what you do.
God
bless you, Joe. Scott knows what you do with Eagle Pass.
I know what he does. I
he does it well.
He does, and Godspeed and God's protection to you, Joe.
Well, Scott, I just want to say one thing, sir, that what I... there's about five of us, and what I saw that night, they weren't Americans, Scott.
No.
They weren't Americans. And when I see men carrying AK-47s like that, and they're illegal, sir. But, Scott, God bless you. And, Rick, God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Amen, as he has. Thank you very much, Joe.
And he,
God be
and
with you.
He's down there, Rick, trying to shore up one of the leaks in the dam that's going to drown us.
Absolutely.
And it's like putting a finger in the dike. But at least Joe has the knowledge that he has done everything he can, and that when he goes to see our Lord and Savior, hopefully his head will be held high that he did his work.
Yes.
And contrary to what the church happens to believe, that we should allow all people into this country regardless of whether they have tuberculosis or whatever it is, just come on in. You know, I'm waiting for the rectories of these churches to just, you know, allow anybody who wants to just come in and bed down for the night.
I'm glad Joe called, too, at this time, because he mentioned the FISA Act and, refining spying and surveillance on those that the administration claims are a threat to America, while at the same time, right in the newspapers from Arizona, the Arizona Daily Star, just this past week, you might have noticed the number of National Guard troops along the Arizona-Mexico border will be trimmed in half by the end of next month. Now, this is George Bush's way of telling us how much he loves protecting Americans and our nation from terror.
Right. While he wants to spy on patriots.
Yes, and of course it starts out with people overseas. But you and I both know there's no restrictions. For all intents and purposes, Scott, there's no limit to what these people in the NSA can do and have done already that has been exposed.
Well, Rick, we went over a year ago the whole Converse scandal, and since we went over that, and maybe some people don't know, but Converse is a Israeli
and Amdocs,
Amdocs and Converse are Israeli-owned companies that perform like 99.9% of the equipment and technological know-how and computers and what have you to do all of this wiretapping, and that the Israelis have backdoor openings to these computers so that always know even what our government is doing on, even if they go get a FISA warrant from this whacked out, international court that's supposed to be American to protect Americans, even if they go get one of those, the Israelis, because they're the ones that supply the equipment and the technological know-how, still have the access to all the information that's being gathered by the NSA, the FBI, whoever it is that happens to be doing it. And it seems that every time, and there's been complaints by some people within the bureaucracy of the government of the United States that this is happening, but every time they try and close that back door, something happens and the back door stays open and the Israelis continue to do espionage.
Well, with the Homeland Security Department, owned and operated by them, and their man, Chertoff, right there in the driver's seat,
dual
it's
citizen.
No wonder.
Yeah. How can we have a dual citizen, an Israeli dual citizen, in charge of Homeland Security?
That's really sort of an anachronism. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
It's beyond the pale. it really is because, this guy is as evil as they come and has no allegiance to the United States of America at all.
And look at his past and his background. That tells you all you need to know about Mr. Chertoff.
Right. And these are the people who are in control and running the espionage against American people.
Isn't it nice to have them protecting us against them? Oh, my.
Oof.
We'll be right back. Scott Smith, Rick Adams, join us, 800-313-9443. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now, ladies and gentlemen, and here he is, Scott Smith and Rick Adams, right here on the program, talking about a variety of issues and a common thread to all of it, Scott, as you have outlined tonight. You know, last time you were mentioning the interview with Morgenthau. You remember that story, right?
Harold Wallace Rosenthal.
And how he was murdered by his own comrades, because he was starting to have very loose lips.
Yeah, what he was doing, he was a Jewish person who was working for another New York senator.
Yeah, Jacob Javits, I think.
Jacob Javits, that's right. Who was arrogant and boastful beyond anything.
A little overconfident, huh?
Right, and basically what he did in that interview was basically solidify the protocols of the Elders of Zion as the plan that had been implemented and was almost to the end of its workings. And Rosenthal was so arrogant and boastful, he said, you can't stop us now. And this is back 1976. This is 30 years ago that he was so boastful. that he said, you know, I can tell you all of this because there's nothing you can do to stop it anyway.
But some people felt that maybe there was something that was going to happen if he continued to talk about it.
Right. Well, people were going to find out. People were, you know, were, if he kept mouthing off. But, you know, what happens is, Rick, is this stuff is going on, and for the most part, the people who are perpetrating these crimes against Christianity, against the United States, most of these people fly under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
They do not. Mm-hmm. You don't see them, you don't hear them.
Yes.
They just do their dastardly deeds, mm-hmm. like provocateurs that
uh-huh.
they are.
Sure.
And very, very few people identify who they are, never mind them identifying themselves and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, you know, I see this Protocols of Zion, that whole program being implemented. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had a hard time the first time I read it some 15, 20 years ago trying to digest this. But the more that I reflected on what I had read in these protocols, and I can't tell you how many times I've read them now, but when I first started reading them and started seeing what was going on, the scales kind of like St. Paul, you know, when he could see again after he stayed in Damascus for a while, the scales were removed from my eyes by Henry Ford, who, the car maker.
Right.
Who wrote 85 years ago about the protocols. And he basically said this as, you know, a disclaimer type of thing. I really don't know who wrote this. It really doesn't matter because I see it fitting perfectly to what's going on. And it still fits perfectly to what is going on. And you have to ask yourself, you know, what is the ultimate objective of this program? And it's world domination. Enslavement of peoples and the destruction of goodness and holiness so that their vile program of greed and destruction can go forth. And, you know, I want to identify the Hasidic Jews as being not all of them, but the vast majority of them, as the main perpetrators and members of this synagogue of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's specifically the Chabad Lubavitch,
mm-hmm.
who has implemented worldwide a Jewish antichrist philosophy and program to implement the protocol, so to speak, and they're the religious, spiritual group behind these secular international gangster banksters, and they have a whole spiritual program called the Noahide Lords
mm-hmm.
that they have implemented through George Bush Sr., and actually put our country under them.
That's right.
Which is hard to believe that we would allow ourselves to be put into a different type of law situation dictated by Hasidic Jews.
And yet it happened in the 90s, yes, in the 1990s.
Right, 1991, I believe, it was called Education Day.
Yeah,
and
the proclamation was there. Yeah, we've talked about it. We documented it.
Right.
You can do it by reading it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, very few people will identify this Lubavitch group and what they're doing in Jerusalem, setting up the Sanhedrin, mm-hmm. right? I think we had a one of those forward newspapers that the Jewish Yiddish newspaper out of New York let the cat out of the bag in one of their editions about how they were setting up the Shabbat Lubavitch group was setting up the a new Sanhedrin in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to have this before they implement and seat the Antichrist in the new temple in Jerusalem.
And it's Kabbalistic, it's Talmudic, you see. All of this has been foretold. And they're following the blueprint that was outlined many, many centuries ago
from
by
the
their forebears. Yes.
From the time that Lucifer decided he wanted to be God and took a third of the angels with him, this whole battle has begun. Mm. And it's a spiritual battle.
That's,
you know, and I think in the book it says, the good book, it says, our battle is not against flesh and blood,
mm-hmm.
but against principalities and powers.
Right.
Against rulers and spirits of wickedness that sit in high places.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the battle is.
Very high places, yes.
That's right. And these people need to be eliminated from the scene. They need to be.
They will be.
God's going to win this, but
oh yeah,
it's not going to come. You know, what did he say? I did not come to bring peace,
mm-hmm.
but what?
The sword.
That's right. And then he says in Luke 22, I believe it is.
Yes.
He says, you know, I think he was telling his disciples, when I sent you out two by two and told you not to take a stick or anything else or an extra pair of sandals, were you lacking anything? And they said, no, we lack nothing. And then he said, but now if you have money, take it, and also your coat, and if you don't have a sword, sell it and buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are directions from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe it's in Luke 22, verse 36. I just looked it up. Luke 22, verse 36, yes. But, you know, here, and these are instructions for the end times. And I tell people to be prepared, and everybody's, oh, get, you know, this or get that, or you know what? Buy a gun and get some bullets because you're going to need it.
Well, buy more than one if you can.
Oh,
yes.
You know, get one for your friends. You know, buy a gun for your friends. open up your own armory and stock it well because the times are coming. And these are instructions, and you know, a lot of good Christians, they don't like to hear this kind of thing.
No, they don't. They're waiting for the rapture.
Well, yeah, they're going to be waiting a long time.
I think they're going to experience a rupture first, unfortunately.
A rupture? I never heard that.
Let's take a call. 800-313-9443 is the number. And Scott Smith, Rick Adams, Henry in Connecticut is next. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, and Scott, hello to you.
Hi, Henry.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, something very important. Oh, yeah, yesterday you mentioned the thing with New Haven.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you.
I mentioned
I'm not
you.
That far. I'm not that far, but one thing you forgot to mention.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about that story about several days ago.
And for those who don't know, refresh us, what was the story?
About the mayor in New Haven.
Yeah,
with the
sanctuary city.
Right, with the bean people,
yeah.
And the illegal bean people, and he also made a comment, said that New Haven was a city that's always open to helping people in need or something like
mm-hmm.
that. All right, but there's one thing you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
The person who I was next to read an article in a paper said that he also associated the illegal bean people with the Amistad ship.
Uh-huh.
With those African, you know, those poor African captives that were
yep.
Put on the ship and dragged over here, and they had the trial in New Haven, and actually they wanted to go back home. And he was associating and equating the situation with the illegal aliens there in New Haven with the same as these African captives that they brought over slaves with the Amistad.
And you don't believe that's good? You don't believe that he's right, huh?
Oh, yeah, well, according to what he did make a comment like that. And a lot of people thought that was ridiculous.
Yes, I would think so.
Yeah, it's more than that. You see, these people, then you mentioned something about the border with the National Guard. You see, that proves just what I said. He's more concerned with blowing the crap out of Iraq. He's more concerned with securing this stuff with Iraq for that SLC country that's over there in the Middle East, then he's concerned with protecting his own borders of his own nation.
Well,
see,
remember,
this tells you something.
Bush is a traitor. He's a globalist. He's an
international. Just like Clinton.
Talk show hosts to meet with him, to have lunch with him, all of the neocon hosts, to do his dirty work, to do his bidding. And they're all sitting down, hugging and kissing and goodness knows what else they're doing with him, but, you know, they're whores. They're prostitutes. They've sold their souls.
Oh, I don't even know if they sell us. You got to understand something. You keep
saying they have a soul.
Oh, you know, you keep talking about them selling themselves out, you know, prostitutes. Actually, it makes the prostitutes, it makes the people who are legal prostitutes in Germany or even Nevada, it makes them look very bad, really, because actually I think they're better people than these people we got.
Certainly more honest, yes.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't believe all of them are brought off, though. I know stuff from Cooper and other things I've heard.
No, I'm talking about these neocons and Keynes. And these are the people that are paid handsomely to spout the Bush line and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Zionist line. You know, these are the ones. I'm talking about the Rush bimbos who were bought and paid for and the Sean Hannitys and Savages and people like that, you know. And on and on and on it goes.
Okay, well, I do this about Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh's father was a top Mason and a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Limbaugh himself is a Mason. Now, that doesn't mean he may participate in actual treasonous activities. He probably doesn't. But they both are. Now, I can't say that for Savage.
I don't know. Scott's getting a giggle out of that, huh, Scott?
Oh, you think that's funny, but it's true.
I think he's so part of the mechanism of demoralization and destruction in this country that he ought to be hung.
Oh, Rush Limbaugh?
Yes.
Oh, I can think of some people I'd hang a lot more than him. I will say this. They gave, because he's a Mason, that's how he got that several million dollar book deal that first time, what, 98, 93 or so. Then he came out with another one. You know, because these people try to take over these publishing houses, although they don't own all the publishing houses either.
Rush Limbaugh is too high on drugs to write a book.
Oh, yeah, but he did get paid very handsomely. He wasn't that rich.
Yeah,
I mean, he was well off anyway. His father was a judge.
He is so ingrained with these criminals that, you know, we need the Nuremberg trials, and we need that sitting front and center with Bush. That's what I think.
And Clinton. And Clinton. And Clinton.
Oh, yeah,
too.
All of them.
Yeah.
Most of them. I have this saying or this way of thinking about the people who are in control of things right now.
Right.
And it's like this. You know, Jesus went out into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and then Lucifer, Satan, took him up to the top of the mountain and said, "If you get down on your knees and worship me, I'll give you all of these kingdoms of the earth." Now,
is that from that movie, too?
No. This is from the Bible.
Yeah, but there was a movie predicting that in Gibson's movie. I never saw it, but supposedly.
Well, I didn't either. But you know, I'm talking about the Jesus being at the top of the mountain, and then that the devil gave him the ability to have what was his, and that is all of the nations of the world, which indicates right up front that the nations of the world are owned by Lucifer, that these kingdoms of the earth are in the possession of Lucifer, and that he was willing to give them to Jesus if he would get down on his knees and worship him. And Christ said, no way. But you know what? Every single one of our politicians have gone up to the top of that mountain and have got down on their knees and worshipped Satan. and they are part of the synagogue of Satan, and they are Luciferians, whether they even know it or not. I think half of them are so stupid or ignorant, I should say.
They know the piper that plays the tune, though, don't they?
They don't even know who's doing what.
They sure do.
No clue.
I think they do. I think they have to be held accountable.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
All right, Henry, go ahead, because we've got the break coming up.
Okay. Well, let me say this. I know from talking to Jack Otto, though, you can't just, like, be paid by somebody who tells you what to do and necessarily makes you someone who acknowledges or worships Lucifer per se. I know from studying some things in the occult. You really do have to take an oath and participate in actual ritual and really belong and be initiated, literally. That I know. Also, the music.
You want to hang on, huh?
Okay, I'll hang on.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back with Henry and Scott Smith and Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more Friday Night Uncensored Radio Free America. Only right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now. Henry is on the line. Henry, you wanted to finish up here. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just saying before, not just from Jack Otto, but also from other sources, too. You really do have to kind of take an oath. And also this is very important.
Henry, you have to take an oath in order for what?
Well, I mean, to actually belong to Lucifer, you have to swear an oath that he is the only, the supreme only, and you have to be devoted to destroying any religion, paganism, Christianity, anything, any religion other than worship of him. And not because somebody, like, in other words, there's some people may have different differences about Christianity.
You don't have to take an oath. All you have to do is deny that Jesus is the Christ, and that's the end of that.
Oh, not the people I talk to in the occult, because they're fighting some of these people occult-wise. So they see, there's also the war that you're talking about, but there's also a war going on, and it is in this country and around the world, with magic back and forth. I'm talking about Luciferians and the people in Masonry and stuff attacking other people that are trying to inform people about the occult, how to protect themselves against these people so they wouldn't have power over them in one way or another. See, they work on two levels. They
acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and they can't touch you.
Yeah, but a lot of this power and stuff came long, long before Jesus Christ. I mean, matter of fact,
came 500 years before in Babylon, where they picked
500
up...
500 years is nothing. I'm talking like 20, 30,000 years ago or more. There was a guy named Pythagoras. You know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know they always, the Masons held him as high regard? Well, I don't...
Well, because he was a mathematical genius. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, he was with the numerology, but he didn't invent that. Let me tell you what I read, and I think the Masons say this too. He tried to... He got the knowledge from a lot of the ancient European and other civilizations, pagan civilizations, nothing to do with Lucifer at all. He went in, he was in Egypt for so many years, as a Greek guy wrote a book on him. He tried to take over and establish a kind of a New World Order type of dictatorship in ancient Italy. Now, this is pre-Rome Italy, long before Rome. This is like just the early stages of... Greece, I think, but Italy was like, I think that what they called them then was the Etruscans or something. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, and the Masons noticed, too. That's why they held. And they supposedly, he was killed by the people there.
Mm-hmm.
So that would tell me that as much as they would try to take over and rule, they didn't rule every nation on Earth. They tried to. Matter of fact, even Egypt, there is ancient Egypt, or what they call Kemet back then.
Yeah.
But the... I think the very, very ancient pre-Luciferian, religion in Egypt existed before the Luciferian mystery stuff took them over. Like I was also read in the encyclopedia that there were actually two Babylons. The first Babylon, Babylon 1, was a little different, more benevolent civilization. The one that's in your Bible, in the Christian Bible, and the one that people, some people are talking about, is the second Babylon, which is like, and there was two civilizations.
Now we have the third one coming.
Which is where the Babylon 500 B.C.
Right.
Is where the Jews and that were taken into the southern part, into Babylon, the Jews were taken south, the rest of Israel was taken north, but the Jews, that's where they learned the oral tradition.
Right, and but Babylon is the Babylon with the stuff of
the
basis.
Mysticism.
Isn't that 3,000 years ago? Because Cooper says about 3,000 years ago.
That's about right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
But there was a Babylon before that.
Henry, we're up against the break, though.
Okay,
thank you very much for the call.
All right,
appreciate
let you go. Nice
it.
Talking.
All right, okay.
Thank you, Henry.
All right, you raise the ires, and we got more calls. We'll take them when we come back.
I disagree with him, Rick.
I know you do. All right, we'll continue. That's what it's all about. Uncensored, radio-free America, only right here on Republic, and support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We need your help. All right, hour number two coming right up in 1 minute. Scott and Rick.
With recent international flight from the dock.